Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Alec. Hey, dude! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea for a story, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! One day, Alec was at his home playing with his baby sister Lula and his dog Dax. They were having so much fun in his backyard. Alec really loved dogs. Do you guys like dogs? Me too. Puppies are so fun, and big dogs are really cool because they can fetch sticks and balls and frisbees. And wow, there's so many things you can do with dogs. Well, Alec and his dog were partners. You see, his dog Dax was not like a normal dog. His dog was on the Spy Kids team with Alec. Oh my gosh. They were such a good team. There were so many things that they were doing together. Solving crime and stopping bad guys and doing amazing things. One day, when they were playing in their backyard, Alec got a message from Spy Kids that said, "Alec, we need your help. It's only something that you and Dax can do. We need you to go to the moon." "To the moon?" Alec said. This was a dream he had had forever. He would be one of the first Spy Kids to ever go to space on a real mission. The rest of the message said, "Alec, we need you and Dax to get on a rocket ship and go to the moon. You see, moon has a secret hidden population of dogs that need to be rescued, and you're the only one that can do it. Hurry!" Alec could not believe what he had heard. You see, did you know that on the moon that there's a whole bunch of dogs that live there? "Me neither. This is very strange." But Alec looked into it, and sure enough, on this one part of the moon, there were moon dogs. Have you ever heard of a moon dog? Yeah, me neither. But Alec saw that moon dogs, they can fly, and they know how to talk. Like people talk. "Are you kidding me? This sounds so awesome. Let's go, Dax." Alec and Dax jumped into their race car and zoomed off to where the rocket ship would be waiting for them. As they buckled into their seats on the rocket ship, it counted down 3, 2, 1, blast off! As they blasted off into the sky, Alec and Dax both looked out the window. "There goes Earth!" As they watched it fade into the distance, they were shooting and blasting way in the sky, way past the clouds, way higher than airplanes, and into space. Have you ever been to space before? Me neither. Wow, Alec couldn't believe his eyes. There were so many cool things as they were getting closer and closer to the stars and into the deep dark space, which is kind of scary, but Alec was brave when his dog Dax was with him. Oh, as they were getting closer and closer to the moon, Alex was wondering, how in the world are we gonna save and rescue these dogs? And I wonder why they need rescuing. Very strange. As they carefully landed on the moon, they put on their space helmets and their astronaut suits and carefully stepped out of the door. Did you know that the moon is very different than Earth? Yeah, the moon in the sky, you know, that big bright circle that we see at nighttime? That's the moon. And on the moon, the gravity is very different. Do you know what gravity is? Yeah, gravity is an invisible force that pulls us down to the ground if we're jumping. So can you jump for me? One, two, three. Jump really high. Whoa! Yeah, when you jump, your legs push you high off the ground. But then, wait a second. Why do you come back down to the ground? Why don't we just blast off like a rocket ship? Very strange. Well, it used to be a mystery, but now it's not. It's actually gravity. Gravity pulls you back down to the ground, which is a really good thing, or else we would just be floating around in the clouds without gravity. That would be a problem. Well, you see, on the moon, gravity is not as strong as it is here. And so when you jump on the moon, you soar and fly a lot higher than on Earth. And so as they were walking around on the moon, they were almost bouncing with each step they took. Boing, boing, boing. Dax thought it was so cool as he jumped around, jumping higher than he had ever dreamed. They had to follow the map all the way to the spot on the moon where the dogs lived. And, oh, Dax, it's over there. Let's go. They were getting closer and closer. And all of a sudden, wait a second. There's no dogs here.
What?
I thought, everything's empty. There's no dogs here.
Help us.
I hear them. Where's it coming from? Alex said. They looked everywhere, but wait a second. They looked up in the sky and there they were. There were 5 moon dogs floating in the air above moon. They weren't coming back down.
Oh, what's the problem? Can't you guys get down?
And the moon dog said, no, we're stuck up here. Oh no, this is the worst, most terrible thing ever. You see, moon dogs, they can fly, but they're supposed to be able to come back down because of the gravity on Earth, but something must be wrong with moon's gravity. This is not good. What if they float right off into space? That's a problem. Hurry, get some rope. Dax, run. Dax took off, running for some rope. He found some rope and brought it back to Alec. Alec made a loop out of it and threw it up really high and started to tie onto some of the moon dogs that were floating, and he was able to pull them back down to the ground.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, ruff, ruff, ruff.
The moon dogs were so happy to be back on the moon, but something was definitely wrong. The gravity on the moon wasn't working for the moon dogs anymore. And so they needed to go somewhere safer. All right, guys, come on our spaceship. That'll be better. Then you won't fly off into space. Come on. All 5 of the moon dogs followed Dax and Alec back into the spaceship. The moon dog said,
it's been terrible. Oh, the moon's gravity isn't working for us anymore. Oh, can we come back with you? Oh,
are you kidding me? That would be amazing, Alex said. He had always, well, he didn't know that moon dogs existed, but now he had always wanted a moon dog. And there's 5 moon dogs to come home. That would be so cool. He couldn't wait to fly back to Earth as they pushed the blast off button on the spaceship. The spaceship took off with all of the moon dogs and Dax excited to go home. Alec had saved the day. The moon dogs were rescued and he got 5 new friends. The end.